It's time to get away from it all. Doesn't matter if you say you or y'all. Let's all get out there and have some fun. Bluff City Outdoor Show is for everyone. Welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Barry Woods, and yes, indeed, welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Quentin and professional fisherman Mike Marfell. My partner, Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, is out of town this weekend as he is in full convention mode.
Fishing show mode.
It is fishing show season. So I would imagine that for the next several weeks, we'll be a little touch and go with Mark. He'll be in the studio for the next couple months. Sometimes he'll be in the studio for the show. Sometimes he'll be calling in from the road. And sometimes, like this week, he might have to miss.
But we'll biggest always... and best booth there by far, Bluff City Outdoors.
That is exactly right. So I was just going to say that the
as far as tackle goes, Fraley Outdoors had a really nice for apparel and stuff.
It stinks not having Mark here in the studio, but what these shows are so cool, they're so fun, and Bluff City Outdoors is such a you can just tell. So last weekend, of course, was the Let's Go Fishing Show in Collinsville. As you mentioned, Bluff City Outdoors had a huge, awesome spot there at that show. And you can just tell that Bluff City Outdoors has such a great relationship in the outdoor community throughout the Midwest.
The amount of people that came up and called Mark by his name.
Yes. And, you know, customers and people that were attending the convention, but the other companies, the other booths, the other people there, the rod makers and the lure, the various lure companies and bait companies and everything else, they all want to talk to Mark. They all respect Mark. They all, want to hear what he has to say about things.
I mean, Felicia being around doesn't hurt either.
Felicia being around does not hurt at all. I love seeing Felicia out there.
I make her laugh. She's my best customer when it comes to comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fun. She's a lot of fun.
She is. She does such a great job representing, the Bluff City Outdoors brand and talking to everybody while people are there. And let's just start there with the show this past week. And I posted some pictures on my Twitter at Tony Colombo Talk last weekend. Of course, we talked about it on last week's show. We had the director of the Let's Go Fishing show on, and now that one's in the rear view, and the other various shows throughout the Midwest are coming up. And it was another just awesome. There was some weather. There was a little bit of snow in the area last
Friday
weekend,
night.
And that I think that some people were worried might have an impact. But when we were there on Saturday night, I mean, we were there all the way to closing on Saturday. So at the end of the night, when people are closing, it was starting to thin out a bit. But when we first got there, a couple hours before the show ended, I mean, there was
times where it was just nonstop.
Yeah. So you were there pretty much all week.
I was there every hour and. 4 hours after helping Mark load the trailer.
Yeah.
The convention center people the workers may not have liked us because we got so much stuff. We were the last ones out of the building. I mean, it's a lot that Mark, it's a triple axle box trailer, right. Custom built. Right. I mean, and it was just me, Mark, and Jason loading it. So, I mean, it took a minute because you've seen the amount of inventory that was there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was great, man. The amount of people I got to talk to with the giveaway, that went really cool. Mm-hmm. I was just telling Q that, I think I ended up giving 19 of the 30 away.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, of people that crossed over and watched Gabe's live stream to see it,
Yeah.
And TH Customs, Custom Jerkbaits, Trey painted them up for me, and we gave those. I told Q2, I thought I was going to be out of them in the first 20 minutes because the first three guys through the door, because Friday is, it's on a Friday. You're either retired or you're diehard enough to take off work to go to the Let's Go Fishing show if you're getting there when it opens at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And the first three guys that came, they were worried they weren't going to get one. So they came straight to the Bluff City booth, took their selfie with me, and got their TH Customs jerkbait. So
that's awesome.
And then I posted all those. You can find them on my Facebook or in Instagram, and then I think Mark was going to put them over on his Facebook page of the Bluff City Outdoors.
Outdoors Facebook page. Yeah.
So that was really, really cool.
That is cool. And that show, so my my friend Steve Jawar from Great Harvest Bread.
He stopped and talked to me for a while. Yeah.
Great Harvest Bread
I tried to lead him down the path to get him a free jerkbait, but he wasn't taking the bites.
Oh, that's funny.
He wasn't taking the nibbles.
So he you know, is a baker, you know, Great Harvest Bread Company, but he's been on this show many times over the years because he is an avid fisherman.
Yes.
I mean, it's a big deal to him. Mm-hmm. And he was texting me after he went to the show this weekend. He was there on Sunday. I was there on Saturday. And he was just marveling at how big it is. It's endless. Like, it's the convention center, the main floor of the convention. Like I said last week, I saw Prince at the Gateway Center. Like, that's how big of a venue it is.
Right.
I saw Prince perform.
And it spills into the hallways and the other banquet rooms.
But it's also in the hallways. It's also in rooms that I didn't even know existed on the ends of the building. It just keeps going, and it's all cool stuff. It's not like
there's
no junk there.
No.
Yeah.
I made multiple trips to the Jerky Hut. I love the Jerky Hut.
We saw the folks from Crocagator.
Crocagator. Joey was there. Yeah. And all the guys at Omega Tackle and Belleville Sports, you know, guys, I used to do the show for Belleville Sports years ago when I was with Ranger. So yeah, being with Mark, it's a blast. I mean, and the bass stuff is really starting to pick up at Bluff City. You know, he was mad at the bass fishermen for a long time because, I mean, I get it. Everybody was all the online places like Tackle Warehouse and that stuff. People were buying, but
right.
And then eventually their prices caught up with everybody. You know, you come in and you lowball everybody, and everybody gets on board. And, yeah, but not to knock on Tackle Warehouse. I just got $300 worth of stuff sent from them, but it's like, most people, given the option, would rather go spend their money at a local store. And then once you meet Mark and his staff, you're hooked. You're in.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended.
The way that, and that's one of the best things about Bluff City Outdoors is that when you're there, it's that community, almost barbershop kind of feel.
Like, oh, that's what I'm saying. The guys that would come up, all the cat fishermen, especially
to shop, but you can just sit, you can hang out and talk fishing, pick up some, you know, good advice hear some stories.
Book a guide.
Yeah, book a guide. You know, get some intel on, you know, hot spots and, you know, maybe some places to go that you weren't aware of.
So if you're a fisherman and haven't been to the Let's Go Fishing Show and you live in this area, shame on you, because I met guys from Chicago, Columbia, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It's like people travel to come to this show. Yeah. It's that good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Mark to be the biggest, baddest booth as far as tackle goes.
right.
Unfortunately, he puts it right next to the damn concession stand, and I'm freaking starving all day smelling that fresh popcorn and the nacho. You know, it's like having, you know, you're having all that concession stand food right by you. But I fought it off with the Jerky Hut.
The Jerky Hut. Also right by the indoor fishing pond.
Yes.
Which my son
loved.
Couldn't get away from.
And I know I watched every one of those fish pretty much get caught over the weekend 9,000 times, so they're going to have nightmares forever.
But they got it. They had it working good, man.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen those type of, like, indoor, those like, show fishing ponds that, like, don't
DNR
are not
does
working.
A fine job, yeah.
Like, the kids are casting, and they're not catching anything, and it's, like, it's not, like, that one, they catch a fish almost every cast.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did a giveaway. I don't think you were there. That a kid had, he was up on the big screen, because now they got the screens around the, you know, and he was doing, like, live remotes. And they had a camera and everything. So they had kids doing the archery thing over at the Bass Pro booth. And then they came to that, and he was going to win a prize if he could catch 3 fish in 30 seconds. First time he didn't catch a fish. The second time, the guy put him on the juice, man. He got 3 in 30 seconds.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was going up closer to the, he helped him cast a little bit, get up closer to the spring, the aerator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where there was a little current, and bam, he had 3. Funny part was they gave him something from Gray Eagle, so the young kid got him a Busch Light cooler, which I thought was kind of funny.
All right.
Got to get him started young.
Yeah.
It's Illinois.
And that company needs a little help with
they do.
Advertising anyway. We'll get into this more as we go through the show, but that reaction, that crowd at the show this weekend, what's it tell you about this coming year and just the
right.
the direction of the industry in general? Are we still seeing
it's still climbing. People are wanting to get outdoors. They really are. I mean, not just like that show is strictly fishing for the most part. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's that many people coming to that. That shows you a lot about how the fishing industry is. It's back and bigger than ever.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
The tough part of the fishing industry is the cost of boats now.
Mm-hmm.
And the electronics, and everybody thinks I'm never going to be able to do this because I can't afford the big fancy boat. You're talking to a guy who won a big fancy boat fishing out of an old boat. It's doable, people.
And
the new fiberglass catches no more fish than the old fiberglass.
I've had some of my best days and most success with a John boat and a trolling motor.
Yep. Go wade the big river down in Jefferson County.
Exactly. Or that too. Yeah.
Yeah. There's still plenty of ways to catch them.
Oh, that little old boat that I had for like 20 years that I literally drug off my cousin-in-law's farm pond that was full of holes.
Duct tape it.
We plugged it up and put a trolling motor on the back of it, and Perry Woods and me and many others.
You have a coffee can to bail it with when it started leaking. yeah, we did
all
that same thing.
The place, it caught so many fish in that thing, and it was not an investment of hundreds of dollars. It was a couple cans of spray paint and some Flex Seal. And
that's all you need, man.
Here we go, baby.
And the amount of stuff they gave away every hour, there was a raffle all 3 days.
Oh, that's cool.
This guy won a 15-foot two-person ladder stand.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah, I don't deer hunt, but if you're listening, your son was going to buy it. He doesn't know, but he's just going to get it given to him.
There you go.
Because Dave's a good buddy of mine. He was like, oh, my son Dev will buy that for you. And I was like, okay. I'm not going to take money for it. I want it. You know, I was.
Right.
But they gave away lots of stuff, man. Every hour, gift cards, fishing trips. At the end was the one. I was the next to the last draw on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The last draw was for the kayak, which is what I was wanting.
Right.
And not for me. It's for my son, Miles, who loves to bass fish. And I was just going to give it to him so he'd have a way to do so.
Speaking of that. And we'll go to break, and then we'll after this, so everybody can take a minute to visualize before we come back.
Nice.
And get a little deeper and talk fishing.
I'm worried.
More with
you.
Mike.
I'm worried.
Kayak. I mentioned the boat. So here, visualize this because unfortunately, multiple fishermen and people just going to the various parks or bodies of water in the St. Louis area have seen this visual over the years. Myself and Perry Woods in an aluminum John boat that is 50 years old, that's spray painted blue, not well either, just Sanford and Sunning, just looking down with a trolling motor in a lake with a rope tied to the back, towing our friend in his kayak.
Nice.
So we can all stay together as we fish.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
That is. You don't need a $100,000 boat to be fishing, folks.
You do need those friends to be good friends.
None of that costs anything.
You're right.
It was negative dollars for that setup. That's Mike Marfell. He is in studio with us this week as Mark McMurray is on the convention loop over the next couple weeks. So he's out of town. But lots to talk about as we go through the show here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
We did it.
This is the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Jumped on in. They can't all be home runs, Q. Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
Sometimes you just got to put her in play.
Yeah, right? Base hits and help too. And sometimes you strike out. Welcome back to the show. I'm Tony Colombo in studio with producer Quentin and professional fisherman Mike Marfell. Is there something wrong with your headphones?
Yeah, they're coming. I just hold it like that.
And then it's okay?
Yeah.
I meant to say something to you at break and get it fixed, and then I realized
we're good.
We didn't. And so you're
we're
hear?
Over. Yeah, I can hear now. Okay. Yeah, as long as if I let go, I can't. Now I can't.
So you got to hold the wire in one exact spot.
It's like blowing in the cartridge. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, major market professional radio station here, folks, and we got to hold the headphones just right for people to hear.
I'm a guest, man.
So Mike is here with us today. My partner, Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors, is out this week. He's out of town on the convention loop. Where do you know where Mark? He's literally going all.
Oh
over
yeah,
the
he's
Midwest over these next
on
couple
the
weeks.
East side of Indiana somewhere.
Okay, yeah,
slinging tackle.
They're going all over the Midwest. So we'll be checking in with him, and he'll be able to be in studio a couple times over the next few months, and he'll be calling in from the road a few times, and it'll be fun to keep an eye on his. Travels over the next couple months, and if you're out and about and can get to one of these shows around, especially when they get a little bit closer, highly recommend that you check them out. We're talking about the Collinsville show last weekend, the Let's Go Fishing show. That was an absolute blast. And real quick, we were just talking about this at the break. Just wanted to remind folks that we got a great event coming up January 27th at Westport Playhouse. My band, which is called Tony Colombo and the North County Sound Machine. It's myself and it's Katie Fitzpatrick and it's Perry Woods, who you hear every week. He's the one who wrote and created our intro for this show that we play at the beginning of the show each and every week. It's our band along with Mark Close from KC95.
Closest Quarters, right?
Yes, Closest Quarters is the name of Mark Close's band. And Lenny Mink, who is a local musician and also the owner of Westport Playhouse. His band is going to open the show. So Lenny's going to play, and then Mark's band's going to play, and then Katie and I's band is going to play.
Tony headlining.
It's a party. It's just a fun party atmosphere. Great music. We got lots of special guests and surprises in store for you that night. And tickets are on sale now.
Mine already.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, me and the wife are going for sure.
Tickets are on sale now on the Westport Plaza website, which is westportplay.com. They're only $15 a ticket, and 100% of the proceeds goes to Thrive St. Louis. So it's
a no-brainer.
Great fun night of music, of local music, for a great cause, and it doesn't get any better than that. And we were able to do that, make this 100% proceeds go to Thrive St. Louis, thanks to our great sponsors, Weber Chevrolet and Gutter Pro. So can't thank those guys enough. Skip Weber and Weber Chevrolet, they do so much for the community and specifically the local music scene each and every year. The amount of support that Skip Weber has given local bands, local musicians, local shows over the years is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and it really is.
Yeah, so we're fortunate to have such great support from folks like Weber Chevrolet and Gutter Pros, and it's going to be a fun night. Westport Playhouse is an awesome venue.
It sure is, man.
But it's kind of a small venue.
That's even better.
Yeah, but that also means you need to get your tickets before they are gone. So go to westportplay.com and get those tickets. All right, we're just talking about, like I said, the Let's Go Fishing show last week, kind of looking forward to this new year. For you, Mike, right now, as a tournament fisherman and somebody who does this at a pretty high level, what is this time of year for you? Is this kind of a wreath, like come up with the new strategy or think about how
I do think of the mental side of things, like what I did wrong last year, that. But most of my time this time of year, I've spent as much time as I can with my family, because I'm going to be gone fishing, the other thing is tackle prep, just getting everything organized. If you ever seen my basement, my wife jokes that you can go into laundry room / tackle shop.
I bet.
It's just stacked. I mean, because I know what I like. I've been doing this long enough. I order stuff in bulk. It hangs on pegboard. Then it goes into a tub that rides in my truck. And then eventually it'll make it into the boat as I get low. And then you got to bring the tubs back in and resupply them. This is the time of year. First of all, I work the fishing shows and do that sort of thing. But I also like to spend time getting the tackle ready, getting organized, and coming up with a game plan, like looking back at what I did wrong the year before and try not to make the same mistakes. If you keep doing that year after year, you're going to get better and better. The mental side, people think when you say the mental side of fishing, I was like, no, it's a big deal. Just like in any sport, mm-hmm. you got to have your head on straight or things aren't going to work out. Strategizing. Mm-hmm. And the big thing with me is staying that organized in the boat. Speed is everything in a tournament. Knowing right where everything is, getting to it. As many presentations as you can put forward in a day mm-hmm. is so important. So having everything organized and ready to go is a big deal. I mean, it really is. And now's the time to do it. Super Bowl Sunday is my real big day because I love the NFL. So I'll set my butt in front of the TV and watch all the pregame BS leading up to it. And I organize, I go, I put new hooks on, new split rings, all that kind of stuff. I've got one of those, it's almost like a hobby lamp that's got the magnifier on it and the bright LED light, so I can put it in front of there, and all of a sudden the hook becomes 10 times its regular size. And I put new split rings, put new hooks on all my crankbaits, sharpen hooks, do all that sort of thing, just sitting in front of the TV watching the football.
Sounds like one hell of a Super Bowl party, doesn't it, Q?
Oh, we party when the Super Bowl starts. But my wife will tell you, I'm an NFL freak. I don't go to Super Bowl parties, and I don't have Super Bowl parties. I don't need someone that hasn't watched football all year tell me what I'm watching. So exactly. I watch the game by myself in my basement. The only guests that are allowed are my son. Oh. Any of my sons can come. My wife could come down too because she's not going to ask any questions because she doesn't really care.
You ever sit around watching the Super Bowl tying on hooks?
No, when the game starts, I'm not tying on. It's pregame, Tony. It's pregame.
Tying on hooks, but like for the NFL draft, that's when I will sit down for the next 3-4 hours and tackle those.
Yeah.
Tedious tasks.
Yeah. You're a draft watcher?
Oh, I love the draft.
Do you?
I get crazy about
it. Do you follow NCAA then so you know the players coming in? Or?
I do. I stopped doing that. I mean, especially with college basketball, though. But, you know, these one and dones and, you know,
it's hard to follow, right?
That means you have to follow high school, too. It's not.
Yeah. At some point, you got to cut it off.
Exactly.
I watched a couple of the bowl games in the championship. But other than that, I don't watch much college football.
I mean, college football is dead now.
Yeah.
Saban's out. It's over.
He's out?
Yeah.
Oh, we would have.
Retired.
I'd like to have. I'd love to have.
So did that happen today?
Conversation.
Yesterday.
So we lost Belichick, Saban, and Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
All within 24 hours.
And I have my Steelers people trying to say we need to get rid of Tomlin. He hasn't never had a losing season. We people lost your minds.
All three of those people that you just named, I have.
You no idea who they are?
No, I do. I don't, but I don't care. Good riddance to all for as far as I'm concerned, all of them.
Belichick for sure.
Belichick. Yeah. If I had to pick in an order, the one that I would put that I liked the most out of that group, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I don't really like Pete Carroll.
I don't really like him either. Saban. No, I never like Saban. I don't like any of them. This is an outdoor show, but anyway.
Yeah, but people watch sports.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover, dude.
But I do want to. It's interesting that we just broke off into sports there because I have kind of like have the opposite evolution. I was my entire life an athlete. Believe it or not, Q. I know you're laughing on the inside. You know, I played sports all through my childhood.
Fat old guy did too.
I played sports into adulthood, and until just 4 or 5 years ago, I was still playing sports regularly, and I watched sports religiously. Cowboys football, Blues hockey, Cardinals baseball. I never missed anything. And then as the various political controversies were happening
the Kaepernick crap, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that definitely, but and so much more. My full-time job is news and politics, and
you want a break from it, man. What it was for.
Sports is supposed to bring people together, and it's supposed to be where we leave all that. It's when we unplug and we get away from that stuff and we come together, and it's a unifier. And so I was less and less motivated to watch sports, and I started spending more time outside and going. And instead of watching football on Sunday afternoons, I was going fishing on Sunday afternoons, mm-hmm. and that has just progressed to the point where I barely watch any sports now, and I get outside or do other things every chance I get. I love to play sports still.
I'd much rather go out and play catch with my son than watch.
My daughter is a gymnast, and I love watching her compete. And my son is just now old enough. He's this year he'll start doing he'll get out of t-ball and start doing coach pitch and things like that. And I'm awesome. Thrilled to be as active as I can and all of that stuff. But watching sports, I've literally just watching it, I've transitioned over to the outdoors. And I think we've seen a lot of people, whether it be, leaving one hobby to move to another one, or if it's just getting involved in fishing and hunting and camping and more outdoor activities. We talked about how the pandemic kind of reintroduced people, a lot of people to outdoor activities because it was the only thing that you could do. I think there's lots of reasons why we've seen the numbers grow. I was blown away two or three years ago when Mark McMurray told me, and I can't remember if it was on this station, on this show, or if it was on our show, the old place that he was a part of, that for over 30 years, there was a steady decline, not a massive one or anything, right, but a steady decline in fishing license purchases in
nationwide,
Illinois, Missouri, and across the country. And it was not a growing industry as a whole. And then about 4 years ago, that turned around in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see it now all of a sudden, what was decades of either, flat to, slightly down has turned into a very growing industry.
And
it's across the board. It's fishing. It's hunting.
Yeah,
it's camping,
it is.
It's all the above.
In bass fishing, what I'm involved in, It's the high school and college stuff that's really got more. Because when I coached a high school team, the middle schoolers, their younger brothers, man, they couldn't wait to get to high school to be on the fishing team.
Yeah.
And they treated me.
High school
Mr. Marfell, sir, can I help you with that?
That doesn't even sound real to me. Like, I knew that it was that existed when I was in high school, in the South.
Yeah, in the
you
South.
You know,
or somewhere where there's a lot of.
Right. But
ponds.
Now that it's, right. now that was, Lakes. That was not even a thing locally. And now it is.
It's a rage, dude. And there's scholarships and the whole bit. Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I think it's, I mean, any, it, dude, to me, sports in school, sports, art, music, like orchestra classes and band classes and art
theater.
Classes and the sports teams that are all of that stuff is as important to me as math and science.
Right.
Like that, their kids learn as much.
Get knocked down and get back up.
And that's develop. Right.
How to work as a team.
Yeah.
Learn how to not give up.
Develop as much.
How do you got to work to get better? Yeah. It just ain't going to happen.
So I love the growth in any sport, and to see it happening with high school fishing teams is great. Q, I know, and before you joined us on this show as the producer, don't think that you were somebody talking about fishing very often, but have you noticed it? Have you, in your just regular life, have you heard, do you know people that have sort of gotten into it, or have you seen any kind of interest, looking into that kind of stuff a little bit more than maybe they have in the past?
I've never really cared to even look into other people or what they're doing, but I know
good policy, my friend.
I got into being outdoors with my stepmom, and I can actually release a whole podcast on one kayak experience I have had on a 20-mile stretch. It was so much happened. It's been so crazy.
Really?
But I
That's
fell in
cool.
love with kayaking and outdoors and camping, and I just
I'm saying it right now. Tune in next week.
We're going to talk
because
about this.
Q is going to
Can
tell
I please
that
come
story?
Back next
yes,
week?
Yes, you can. Tune in next week, and we are going to hear that story.
That's crazy.
I cannot wait. So, is that when was that? When was it?
This was about 6-7 years ago. So I want to say about 2017, 18.
Was it a random thing, or were you
went
into kayaks?
No, just went on a camping trip for. Man, it was the longest one I've been on. So I think 5-6 days.
Nice.
It's too long.
What kind of camping? Tent camping,
okay. Tent all the way.
Yeah, that
picking up and moving every day.
Up and move. Yeah. No. We had our camp spot.
I got you.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't do the pick up and move every day.
I was a canoe guide in Canada in the Boundary Waters. We picked up and moved every day.
The reason I asked
is because there's a big difference between that tent camping and having an RV.
Oh, definitely.
With a bathroom and a bedroom.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's not camping.
No, it's not.
But I'm to the point now where I can do all that and have done it many times, and I love to camp and I love to be outside. But I'm at the age now, all I need is a bathroom. I don't even need an air conditioner. I don't even need... I'm done with going in the woods.
I'll say
unless I have to.
The worst part about it all is the ride home. When everybody's in the car smelling like
goats
camping
for the last campfire and sweat. And
oh, it is.
I'm a camper when it's cool. I like the fall, the spring, even the winter. And I mean, I'd rather do that than July.
Speaking of football, we had a tradition of a few of my friends and I for years. We would go camping the weekend of the college championships games. The weekend that was always the Big 12, the Big 10. There was one weekend that, you know, there's championship games on multiple weekends that time of year. But there was the same weekend every year that the Big 12, the Big 10, a few. And that weekend, we went camping every year. And, I mean, it was like, that's in.
It's a roll of the dice. It could be 45 or it could be 4.
It's wintertime. Like, it's cold. Like,
it's Missouri.
We're out there. It's freezing cold. But it was fun. It was great.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah, it's great, obviously, to camp in the spring and summer also. But
big snowfall. Big snowfall in the winter. Go for a hike. It is so beautiful in the woods.
Just got to build the fire a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you've been fishing, Q?
Oh man, fishing!
Yeah,
it's
like a kid, like when you were a kid.
Yes.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, probably like since I was 9.
We're taking Q fishing this year, aren't we?
Yes.
Never caught anything, so stuck with it.
You go fishing with us this year?
I would.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That was you talked about never catching anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before. As a kid, I fished all the time. My grandpa lived over by Spanish Lake. He and my dad had a little boat that they shared, and we would take it out and go fishing. And so I fished a lot when I was a kid. And then, you know, I started, you know, get into radio. I'm in my 20s and 30s, and I didn't fish at all, and at all. And then when I was about, I don't know, somewhere about 10 years ago or so, I was over at a buddy of mine's house who lives on a farm and has a pond there. And, he was talking about how that pond's a great place to fish and it's stocked. He had a fishing pole leaning on the wall. And I was like, you mind if I just go? And I hadn't fished in years and hadn't even really thought about it. Walked down to that pond, caught a 2.5 pound bass. And I was like, well,
never looked back.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm doing this again as soon as I can.
right.
So yeah,
that's where we need to take him. I've got a couple ponds.
He said he's never caught anything. He may catch that first nice fish and something click on the inside because that's definitely what happened with me.
I had a buddy of mine's farm pond at one time. I caught 14 bass on 15 casts, and I had one on that cast that I didn't catch one.
Wow.
So you go somewhere like that.
Yeah.
You know, you could go to the Lake of the Ozarks, and even, I'm saying even me, like I'm some kind of guru, but
you are.
Even me, I can go and not catch a fish at Lake of the Ozarks. It's happened.
Yeah.
Well, not catch a keeper. It's very, very rare that I don't catch anything. But to get somebody hooked, that's not where you start.
No, you start with, like you said,
a load of crazy stocked farm pond.
Yeah, or you go and you fish for bluegill. Yeah, my son who's
that's six. Not going to get you hooked like a 5 pound bass tugging, though.
No, that's I know.
You go to a farm pond where they got biggins.
But if you have a kid, unless you have a special kid that has patience, which I've never met one of those before, you know, if I take my son fishing and we fish for 4 hours and we don't catch anything, he's going to think fishing sucks.
Right.
He's not going to want to go back at all.
Happens to a lot of baseball players.
We go down to the dock. If we go to the Lake of the Ozarks or whatever, we go down to the dock and we put a hot dog on the hook and he will catch a fish. And you catch a freaking bluegill on every cast and you're reeling in fish. Now you think fishing is awesome. And I think that's the the way to start kids. They get into
You know, well, that's what the idea of the Let's Go Fishing Show, that's what that's all about.
My son loves to fish. And if his first experiences were long boat rides and not catching anything, he wouldn't love to fish. So
I bet he'd like a long boat ride in my boat. Well, he would have a blast.
Well, long boat rides are fun no matter what. That's a good
especially at high speed.
That's a good point. All right. We got a little more to go here. I want to talk about winter fishing with you, Mike. And we'll do a little abbreviated version of the fishing report for the guys that are getting out there here in the next couple weeks as we got some really cold weather heading our way. So we'll talk about that and more here on the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
After that, that's all she wanted to do. And I've got Dixon laying beneath my feet. And I was raised up down where the roots run deep. I was born a good old boy by the grace of the good Lord.
This is the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Can I get a name? Then he totally redeems himself. Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here with producer Quentin and Mike Marfell. My partner Mark McMurray is on the convention loop. We'll be checking in with him next week. Looking forward to that. Also want to remind you, as we talk about all these great outdoor activities, one of those outdoor activities is, of course, grilling. And the next time you are out grilling, make sure you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal with you. Rockwood Lump Charcoal, great locally owned business that has also been ranked the number one consumer rated charcoal in the country 9 years running. That is absolutely incredible. So you are supporting local business, you're supporting local industry, as Missouri is the number one charcoal maker in the country, and you are using the best, a great product. And if you've never grilled with lump charcoal before or Rockwood charcoal before, it is a little different than the traditional briquettes, but it's superior in every way. One time, you'll grill with the Rockwood lump charcoal one time, and you'll never want to go back to the briquettes because basically the 20-pound bag, it goes so much further. The lump charcoal lasts so much longer, and that's because it doesn't have – it's not packed full with extra chemicals and filler that the briquettes are. They burn the lump charcoal burns faster. It burns hotter. It gives you more control of the experience overall. So it's just a better experience across the board, and you're also supporting a great local business and local industry all at the same time. So before your next barbecue, make sure you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal. They are available at over 100 area stores. Find the closest one to you and pick up some grilling tips and tricks all at rockwoodcharcoal.com. All right, Mike, this time of year, we've talked many times in the past about, you know, this isn't traditionally, you know, for the casual outdoorsmen, you know, going out and fishing, you know, that's like spring, summertime, fall, whatever. But for the more avid fishermen and the hardcore guys, this is you always talk about it. It's fishing season until the water's hard.
That's correct.
Until the water's frozen. We do have some of those extremely cold temperatures coming to the St. Louis area here in the coming weeks. But until then, like, I mean, if it's below freezing outside, but the water's not frozen yet, is it
absolutely
still something that can be a productive day?
100%. I said it on Friday at the show, at the Let's Go Fishing Show. Mm-hmm. I was working and somebody came in and they're like, holy cow, it's got those great big giant snowflakes coming down. Had some of my best days at Lake of the Ozarks with the big snowflakes coming down.
Yeah,
that pressure changes like that, and it, you know, especially late fall when that first cold, really cold snap hits,
mm-hmm.
that triggers them.
So what are some of the changes? What's the strategy on the really cold days like we're looking at right now that may be different than a typical day out on the water?
Well, first of all, you want something that is north, on the north side where it's south facing, I guess you would say, because
okay.
mm-hmm. the sun's on that side.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's in that side of the sky this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get the most light. And then you want to look for deep water close to shallow water, and even better, big, chunky, dark-colored rock.
Okay.
Or lots of docks with the black floats. That helps, too, because that water's warm. Now, and obviously, not every fish in the lake is going to set up on those spots.
Right.
But it improves your odds. And the shallow, deep thing is they can go out and suspend, and then they can come up and feed and sun themselves in the super shallow water. So, I've caught some of the biggest bass in the wintertime in less than 3 feet of water.
So, okay, that's super interesting because I'm a guy that likes to work the bank. And, like, the closer the better, usually, like, in the summertime and spring and all of that. But obviously, when it's this, that's the first water that's going to freeze.
That is true.
Year, so you, how far back off the bank do you go than you would maybe traditionally in the summertime, or is it?
It's about the. I mean, for me, it's about the same. But I mean, the deal is when you say the water that freezes first, and you're right. But on that south facing, and especially if you get a little south wind blowing on that, it's not going to let it freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're on the main channel at Lake of the Ozarks, that lake has frozen over absolutely because it happened a couple of years ago. I was fishing the Toyota tournament. And I had to break ice from the 26-mile mark all the way to PB2 every morning. So you were breaking ice to get to the ramp.
Right.
And then by when the wind would kick up, all the ice would be gone by 10 a.m.
Gotcha.
And then wake up in the morning, frozen over again. Mm-hmm. Same thing. So I've told you before, I've went to an area that I like that's south-facing, right kind of rock. I've had a history there, and it's frozen in the morning. So what did I do? I put the boat and just plowed as much water as I could and threw a bunch of big waves at it to break up the ice, went and fished somewhere else, came back in a half hour and fished and caught fish there.
Yeah. Does it change your timing? As far as you go out a little bit later in the day?
Oh, yeah. There's no need to be out at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. A bass and bob puts on
the sun being up for a little while is actually helpful.
Helpful. Right. Absolutely. The Bass and Bob winter series down there, I think they don't even take out, even though it's light, till like 8:30 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And back by 2:33.
Yeah.
I mean, once the sun starts going the other way, too, when it starts going down in the evenings. But the fishing report won't change at Lake of the Ozarks until it starts to go the other way.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you need a jerkbait, a jig, and an Alabama rig.
Right. That's Mike Marfell. He might be here next week to hear Quentin's story. His kayak adventure. In the meantime, don't forget about the Bluff City Outdoors Show podcast. We put this show out as a podcast shortly after we get off the air every week, and we put it on basically every podcast platform, so you never have to miss the show. Also, whether you are getting out on the water in the wintertime to do some fishing, or you are in the woods doing some hunting, or you just want to stock up this time of year, Bluff City Outdoors in Alton has got you covered across the board for all of your outdoor activities. It's about a mile east of Fast Eddie's there on Broadway in Alton. Bluff City Outdoors is open every day for you, and you can shoot in the archery range and stock up your tackle box and so much more. So make sure you are checking them out, and we'll be back here next week with another edition of the Bluff City Outdoors Show. In the meantime, for producer Quentin and Mike Marfell and my partner Mark McMurray, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks so much for listening to another edition of the Bluff City Outdoors Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
Can I get an amen?